selección musical.
And Romel Cajavilca in the technical production, edition and music selection.
Manténgase en la sintonía de CKUT, nuestro próximo programa, The International Radio Report.
Stay tuned to CKUT, next, The International Radio Report.
Tengan todos ustedes un feliz domingo.
This is John Figliozzi of Clifton Park, New York. You're listening to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Welcome, everybody, to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. My name's Sheldon. I am here with Jill. It is Sunday, October the 30th, 2022, as we come to the end of another month. You can reach us by email, radioreport@yahoo.com. We're live streaming and archived at ckut.ca. Our Facebook group has one new member this week. We welcome Alex, who's out on the west coast of Canada. And that brings us to 855 members. And our YouTube channel is youtube.com/@IRR for International Radio Report. That's the new tag on the URLs that we're using now for the YouTube channel. So it's youtube.com/@IRR, and you can hear the show there at your leisure and check previous shows there as well. And we have 716 subscribers currently on the YouTube channel. So we thank you all for joining us either on the air or catching us on one of those other methods here at CKUT. I mentioned we're coming up to the end of October, and the end of October, of course, means Halloween. And Halloween brings lots of interesting things radio-wise, so we thought we'd tell you about a few of those today.
Yep, so usually Halloween is, I would guess, one, if not the most active pirate time of the year. Tonight, October 30th, do try, and even through the day. And, of course, tomorrow, Halloween night, is going to be interesting to monitor. So, usually, they have all sorts of, you know, spooky sounds and mysterious music. It is interesting to monitor all of these stations. They're, of course, low power because they are pirates and usually don't have that much power. So, you know what? I think if you try, and particularly in the past months and even the past couple of years, it's been pretty active, pirate-wise. I've actually been hearing some spooky sounds this week. Not very strong, but someone was playing spooky sounds on 7,000 kilohertz lower sideband. So that was kind of interesting. So where do you listen to pirates usually? Well, pirates are in specific bands in general. Of course, they can be all over the place. But where to monitor to get these pirates? Well, 6,800 to 7,000 kilohertz is one of the most popular bands for pirates. Often in upper sideband, sometimes in lower sideband. A few of them are in AM mode, but most are in sideband in general. And I've noticed that in the last few years, and it's been happening even this week, there was one of the pirates that I was listening to, monitored the first 200 kilohertz above 3, 4, or 5 megahertz. So from 5,000 kilohertz to 5,200, for example, 4,000 to 4,200. There's a lot of pirates that when the activity isn't that great on the higher frequencies, they'll go down to those frequencies of 5 and 4 and even 3 megahertz. There was one this week that was WDOG, and it was on 4185 in AM mode. So the first 200 kilohertz of 3, 4, and 5 megahertz is often used by some pirates also.
Yeah, there is a pirate band for Europe as well, which is just above 6,200. Now, it's not often that we pick those stations up, but you never know. It's worth checking them out.
Definitely.
There are also some of these pirate stations that activated Halloween. It's the only time all year that we hear them. There's been a few over the past number of years who just creep up on Halloween. One I remember was called The Beast, who used to show up every Halloween. Radio Halloween itself was a station that was very popular over the years. So some of these may surface again. Sometimes it's not new programming. It's just somebody who's putting out old recordings of previous broadcasts of Halloween-related stations. So do check them out. And one of the best places to go to see what's happening in pretty much real time is the HF Underground website. It's hfunderground.com. And if you click on the shortwave tab in there, you'll see reports of people posting information pretty much in real time as to what they're hearing. And they'll give you quite a bit of detail as well. It's like a full reception report that they'll post up. Sometimes if you can't quite catch the ID or whatever, you might see somebody there that's posted it and has the ID that they were able to pick up. So you can check on your own radios at home in the shortwave bands, or again, all those SDRs that are out there if you want to go online and sort of parallel what is being heard in another area against what you're hearing at home. Those can be really helpful in paralleling signals to help you identify what you're listening to.
And do keep some decoding software, especially for slow scan television. A lot of pirates have been sending out pictures, and Halloween is one of those times when you'll get those spooky pictures. So you can decode the SSTV. There's a SSTV app for Android, for iOS, if you have a tablet or a phone. And of course, for Windows, MMSSTV is also popular.
All right. Those are some good tips, and hopefully you'll have some success. And we hope it's going to be a busy pirate Halloween this year.
So we have WGN Chicago, 7:20 a.m., that will be in its Halloween mood. They will have a six-hour Halloween special. This is via Radio Inc. WGN Radio will air WGN Radio Theater Spooktacular with Carl Amari on Monday from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Here are the shows that the station will feature. The six-hour special will feature classic Halloween shows, including My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball, The Whistler, Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden, Suspense, starring Ronald Coleman, and more. Host Carl Amari has spent decades licensing and preserving original radio broadcasts and is a curator of the Classic Radio Club and board member of the Museum of Broadcast Communications in Chicago. Amari also hosts WGN Radio Theater, featuring two classic radio shows Sunday nights, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on WGN Radio. So this is going to be interesting to monitor. I think I'm going to give it a try. I can, here in Montreal, we have the Powerhouse 730 kilohertz traffic station, but usually you can null it out enough that WGN comes in.
Yeah, Chicago is on Central Time too, so they didn't specify there. They say 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. That will probably be Central Time.
Yeah, their local time.
So you might, depending on where you are, you'll have to shift, either, if you're in that time zone, great. If not, adjust yourself by an hour or so one way or the other.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. I didn't check if that station might be streaming as well. So if you can't hear it and you want to check out some of those shows, you might be able to get it online as well.
Yeah.
So it's WGN Chicago. It's a 50,000 watt clear channel station. So it does get out quite well. If you have a clear frequency on 720, you should be able to hear it in, a good part of North America for sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we move on to St. Louis, and this is, as they call it, a horrifying ordeal for an on-air personality. KMOX host goes through horrifying ordeal on the air. This comes from Radio Inc. KMOX, which is in St. Louis, Debbie Monterey was on the air Monday when a school shooting took place at her 17-year-old daughter's school. The shooter injured 6 people and killed 2. Montgomery reported on the incident as her daughter texted her from the school. Her child was unharmed in the shooting. On the KMOX website, it reads, "My kids text me a lot while I'm on the air, so I'm used to my phone blowing up a lot while I'm doing radio. They do text a lot. So I looked down at my phone, and my daughter had texted me all in capitals. Oh, my God, there's an intruder in the building. My first thought, I mean, you've known me for years. I don't panic easily. I'm pretty, you know, all right. Let's, you know, I'm sure there's a logical explanation. Let's not get worked up." But then another text came in saying it wasn't a drill. Monterey asked her daughter if she was okay, if she was scared, what was going on. Kaylee, her daughter, said she heard banging, but wasn't sure if it was gunshots, then heard yelling, and that the SWAT team was coming. The station reports Monterey stating that another text came in saying it wasn't a drill. "I'm thinking, oh my God, we're live on the air. I'm running the control board, you know," she said. "So for listeners who don't know what our studio looks like, I'm literally running the Starship Enterprise live on the air in studio guests that we're interviewing while my daughter is texting this to me. And I'm trying to maintain my composure, and I'm scared for her." Eventually, Monterey's daughter texted that she and her classmates had gotten out safely. "And as soon as we went to a commercial, I just started crying because I was like, okay, she's alive, she's safe. But then I did another 15 or 20 minutes on the air, trying to be a professional broadcaster, knowing that my daughter, I sadly have to say I've reported on dozens and dozens and dozens of school shootings, but this was my daughter's school, and it was quite surreal." So that's pretty hair-raising.
Definitely.
Trying to keep your composure and be professional when something like that is happening live while you are live on the radio. Difficult situation for sure. Definitely. Anyways, it seems that everything, at least for her daughter, worked out. Not so well for a few people who were actually killed in this school shooting. Something else we're hearing much too much of these days.
Yeah. And as she's saying, you know, it's already horrifying to hear about any school shootings. But, you know, when you end up that the ones that's happening now is the school where your daughter's going, it's like, whoa. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So what do we have next? I think this is the week of shocking things happening on the radio. This one comes from the Irish Mirror via Radio World. Radio DJ Tim Goff, 55, dies live on air. A radio DJ died while presenting his breakfast show, his station has said. Tim Goff, 55, was an hour into his broadcast when the music stopped halfway through a song. The music resumed a few minutes later, but the presenter did not return to his show. Broadcaster Gen X Radio Suffolk later confirmed Tim sadly died this morning, October the 24th. A spokesperson said, "It is with the heaviest of hearts that I have to inform you our dear friend and breakfast host Tim Goff passed away this morning whilst presenting his program. Our love to his family, son, sister, brother, and mom. Tim was doing what he loved. He was just 55 years old." Broadcaster Steph Miskin was one of the first to pay tribute, tweeting, "Tim had so much love for his friends and family. You couldn't meet a nicer man than Tim, a beautiful soul who we will miss so very much." One fan wrote, "Tim was one of the kindest people I know, a real privilege to have called him a good friend over 20 years. Thoughts with Isaac and family gone way too soon." Another paying tribute on social media tweeted, "My deepest sympathies to Tim's family and friends. It's a long time since we worked together, but I'll always hold dear our constant banter in the days of Orwell and Saxon. I'm so sad to hear of his sudden death. R.I.P. Tim." Well, I've never heard of that happening before. Not during a live broadcast. That's pretty shocking.
Maybe we can say that he died doing something he loved.
Yeah, I guess. But wow, only 55. They don't say exactly what it was. You would tend to think probably something like a heart attack or what have you, I guess. But pretty shocking news, that's for sure.
Yeah, pretty sad. So what's happening with our son? Well, the sun this week was rather quiet most of the time. We had a few sunspots here and there, and conditions were pretty good most of the time. And I actually did a few ham radio contacts, and you could see that the bands were open. One of the interesting aspects of this time of year that I haven't seen in a long time also is the fact that solar activity is higher this year as we're going into fall and winter than it was last year and the past few years. And it shows there's a lot of frequencies that close early in the last few years that are staying open much later in darkness. One of them, 20 meters, is pretty surprising, well into darkness, many hours after the sunset. So this is really interesting because we see that the higher solar activity helps the conditions. There's a couple of sunspots that are possibly a problem in the next few days. 3133 and 3131 are actually crackling with C-class solar flares. So I think this is going to be a group to watch just in case that maybe it's going to make even more powerful flares in the next few days. There's a coronal hole that might also give us today and tomorrow on Halloween Day some solar wind that will reach the Earth and, of course, do some effect with the geomagnetic field. So unsettled conditions could, you know, impact the shortwave radio bands. The sunspot number is 72. Solar flux, 130. And like I said, conditions in general are really good. One note that I'd like to say to some of you out there, stop looking at the online reports of band conditions. And you know what? Turn on your radio and listen. It's much better to know what the conditions are for real.
Yeah, it's kind of like weather reporting, I think. You know, your best thing is to look out the window. Same thing with radio. The propagation reports aren't always totally accurate. And we should mention, last week on the show, we talked about the worldwide CQ contest.
Yep.
Well, that's going on until the end of today, UTC. So a good way to check out the bands, see what stations are coming in. You've already had some great contacts of stations sort of getting ready for the contest. So there'll be a lot of activity throughout the day today for you to tune around and see what interesting ham stations you can pick up. Yep. Or if you're a ham, you may be participating in the contest yourself.
Yep, still have quite a few hours to go before the contest ends, and lots of exotic islands and stations out there to monitor.
I'm Brian Penny of Brewster, Massachusetts. You're tuned to the International Radio Report. 30 minutes of news about radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
So radio silence grows in Venezuela as government shutters dozens of stations. This is by Reuters News by Vivian Sequeira. So from Caracas in July, officials from Venezuela's telecommunications regulator entered the Moda 105.1 FM radio station in the northwestern state of Cojedes, accompanied by members of the National Guard, demanding to see all of the station's licensing. Hours later, they stopped broadcasting, making Moda one of at least 50 stations in Venezuela's interior which have been closed so far this year by the Conatel regulator because it says they lack valid licenses. The accelerated closures are a new step in efforts by the government of President Nicolas Maduro to control information and give state media control over what communications, journalist guilds, and non-governmental organizations say, continuing a policy begun under his predecessor, Hugo Chavez. They started to demand documents, and that same day they closed the station. They even went to the hill where the transmitter is and took it away, former Morda journalist Alexander Olvera, 43, told Reuters. Neither Conatel nor the Ministry of Communications and Information responded to requests for comment. It seems they want to centralize what we are informed about. I don't participate in politics. I don't like it, but this is an abuse. More than 15 stations have been closed during October alone, nearly double the 9 shuttered in all of last year, says Carlos Correa, director of the free speech NGO Espacio Público. Big daily newspapers like El Nacional and El Universal, among others, cannot print due to a lack of imported paper or have been bought up by government allies. Television stations also largely towed the government line. Of the 930 media organizations still operating, some 70% are radio stations, according to Espacio Público. Radio is cheap to transmit and does not require internet in a country which suffers regular electricity blackouts. Just 74 radio stations now transmit information and news, with the others focus on music and variety programs. Pedro Marquez, 41, moved to Wisconsin after his station in the western state of Zulia, Selecta 102.7, stopped broadcasting in February 2020. Conatel closed the station soon after it broadcast an interview with two opposition leaders, Marquez said, adding that ruling party supporters broke the station's windows. The reason Conatel gave for the closure was misuse of the frequency, he said. So I guess it's getting harder and harder all the time to give out anything that is, you know, non-governmental news. It's like, and the best way to do it is to, of course, fake all sorts of license problems and, you know, not following the rules. And, well, that's an easy way to stop people from talking against the government, I guess.
You know, it shows one of these that Venezuela is one of the countries that we talked about so much that, you know, we take for granted internet access and electricity even. They're saying, you know, parts of Venezuela where electricity is not an everyday occurrence. So certainly you're not going to have internet. You're not going to have all the luxuries that some parts of the world have. And that's what so many broadcasters, particularly some of the shortwave broadcasters, seem to have forgotten, you know, by closing down conventional analog broadcasting stations. There's just going to be a whole lot of people scrambling to try to get information. And I'll add on top of that, you know, when something like this happens, where stations are being shut down because certain people don't want other people to hear what the stations are saying, it just creates a void out there for so many people with lack of information. And as you said, radio's one way, probably the least expensive way of getting that information out to people quickly. So, you know, you can see the importance of it when countries go to this extreme to shut those stations down.
Venezuela was all over the bands, not just amateur radio. There was a lot of hams from Venezuela in the past. There was a lot of shortwave stations from Venezuela that were all across the tropical bands. And I mean, what a change where you see today that that country is struggling so much. And once again, struggling also to get the correct information across using radio. And, you know, when you don't have power, well, battery-operated radios are the best way to get the news and the information you need.
There are so many simple, fairly inexpensive radios out there now. Solar-powered radios, wind-up radios, you know, couple pen light batteries and away you go.
Yep.
But if you turn it on and there's suddenly no stations to listen to, then that's another big problem. So we hope things improve down in Venezuela.
The new schedule season for shortwave broadcasts starting today.
Yeah, and that means mass confusion mostly at this time of the year. Twice a year this happens, and as you said, it's coming up starting today.
If you try to find your favorite station, well, the schedules aren't right, so it's going to take a few days to a couple of weeks to get a hang of it, basically, because these stations have, a lot of them have moved to their winter frequencies for the Northern Hemisphere. So you might need to actually find them. And some of them also actually have another problem because we have our time change next week here. And some stations, even though they're using universal time, some stations even follow their local time shift to make things even more complex. Usually we wait for the schedules to be up to date. One of the places you can check out, although it's not as clear as a lot of the schedules, hfcc.org, They have a complete list of registered stations. Not all of them are in there because there are countries that don't register frequencies, like Cuba, for example. So hfcc.org is the place where you can see the B22 schedules. And that is the brand new schedules that will be there for the next 6 months until the end of March 2023. It's also a time where sometimes there are some cool changes. Stations we don't hear often might choose a good frequency for us during the winter or the summer. So when there are schedule changes, I always take a peek at, okay, what station could be interesting to monitor this winter? And of course, they have to adjust, they have to change because of the changing seasons. The seasons, the shorter days in the Northern Hemisphere, for example, you change your frequencies to have better propagation to the target areas that you actually want to broadcast to. So hang in there, also with the time change next week, which will also make you wonder what UTC time it is for a little while. Because that time change, you know, UTC never changes. If you have UTC clock, you're okay. You're prepared for that because UTC is always the same. The difference is the UTC versus your local time that shifts by 1 hour. So sometimes I've been listening for, you know, 40 years. I will probably mess up a couple of posts or a couple of information I'm going to post and say, oh, I heard this at O2 UTC and then realized, oh, no, it's not O2 UTC.
Yeah, it's confusing, all right. For us here on the program, we're at 10:30 Eastern time. We stay at 10:30 Eastern time, but it will become Eastern Standard Time as of next weekend.
Yep.
So that will mean that our show, if you're going by UTC, will be at 15:30 UTC rather than 14:30 UTC. So just adjust yourself accordingly for that. We generally have a bit of a problem at CKUT with the computers and what have you. So if you have problems, if you tune in and the show's not where you expect it to be next week, probably the best thing to do is go to our YouTube channel and get the show there if you can't find it on the archives or live on the air on CKUT. Or if you yourself got the time mixed up, you have those options available to you to catch the show. So just hang in there. You'll find us, I'm sure, eventually. We will have those other options available for the show for you on the YouTube channel. So that might be your best bet for at least a week until things get back to normal a little bit. In the meantime, we have a couple ham contests that will be coming up next weekend. They're both CW contests. And the first one is the ARRL's sweepstakes contest. It's Morse code 2100 Zulu November 5th to 0300 Zulu November the 7th. It's organized by the American Radio Relay League. And the objective is to support amateur self-training in radio communications, including improving amateur operating skills, conducting technical investigations, and intercommunicating with other amateurs. Stations in the U.S. and Canada, including territories and possessions, exchange information with as many other U.S. and Canadian stations as possible. The bands are 160, 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters. And as I said, it is a CW event.
And we do have a high-speed club CW contest from 1400 Zulu to 1700 Zulu November 6th. This is organized by the Radio Telegraphy High-Speed Radio Club, Germany. Bands 3.5, 7, 14, 21, and 28 megahertz. CW only. And some of them are real fast.
Yeah, this is a club that specializes in transmitting Morse code at very, very high speed. So if you're just learning, might be a challenge for you. But you'll hear some of the old pros out there who are really quick on the key, and they'll be transmitting and communicating back and forth at very high speed. So you can check that out if you like.
So we are out of time.
Yep. We hope you have a good week. Do check out the Pirates. Let us know anything interesting that you're hearing. Look at our Facebook group. Some people will be posting up items there, I'm sure. International Radio Report on Facebook. And we'll try to get you caught up on things next week. Maybe we'll be able to sort a few things out by then. All right, so have a great week. We'll talk to you again next Sunday on the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Ecos del Torbes, su emisora predilecta. Estaciones YVOC, 4980 kHz, banda de 60 metros. YVOD, 780 kHz, banda local. YVSC, 9600.
God, I hate you to help me, let's please don't tease. If I can hold you, then let me squeeze. My heart goes round and round. My love won't be tumbling down. You leave me breathless. Well, I shake all over, and you know why. I'm sure it's love, honey, that's no lie. Calls me, you call my name. You know I burn like wood in flame. You leave me breathless. Ooh, baby. Ooh, crazy. You're much too much. Honey, I can't love you enough. It's all right. The whole of the hide. When they get you to love me right.